Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Hi, this is Robert Clancy. You're listening to TV Confidential.
I'm chic, a vet, Rebbe. Your love belongs to me.
Roberts, with a reminder that the next edition of TV Confidential will air next week on this station at the usual time. We hope you'll join us for that. In the meantime, Tony Figueroa is with us as we continue our conversation with Jeff Abraham, entertainment publicist by day, comedy historian at night. Jeff is the co-author, along with Bert Kearns, of The Show Won't Go On, the most shocking, bizarre, and historic deaths of performers on stage. The Show Won't Go On is available in bookstores everywhere through Chicago Review Press. You can also find it Amazon.com, wherever books are sold online. For more information, theshowwon'tgoon.com, theshowwon'tgoon.com. You mentioned you've certainly got enough material for either a sequel or a second edition. Having read The Show Won't Go On, Jeff, you already got a kind of interesting request from Penn Jillette, because you talk a lot about the catching a bullet trick. And Penn was one of the experts you talked to for that chapter. And in the course of that chapter, Penn made a request.
I think he wanted to go out that way, maybe to die on stage. You know, I will tell you, there was a documentary that just premiered a month ago or so about the amazing Jonathan, who was my first client. Mm-hmm. And he had very ill health, you know, a very weak heart. And he was told he had a year to live, and he had proved the doctors wrong. And after 3 years, he said, I just can't sit around anymore. I'm going to start performing. So I'm watching this documentary, and they show a clip of Tommy Cooper dying on stage. And Jonathan says, hey, I hope I go out that way, you know, rather than staying at home and dying. You know, a lot of people have that bravado. I want to go out. And I reconnected with Jonathan at that premiere screening, and I gave him a copy of the book, and he sent me a very sweet note. He goes, I love the book, but I wish I was included in it.
Well, we mentioned urban legends. What is the biggest one, in your opinion? One that comes to mind, and I didn't know until recently, there was a story about Irene Ryan that she died before her curtain call. She died, you know, right on stage doing Pippin.
Yeah, that is probably the most, you know, it's so funny when doing this book, so many people would say, oh, do you have Dick Shawn? Do you have Park Your Carcass? And I would always say to them with a straight face, no, did they die on stage? Did you hear? You know, and I go, no, tell me. Or they would go, what about Tommy Cooper? I go, who's that? And they go, you've never heard of him? I go, no. And I always say, you have to commit. And these people go, are you serious? I go, I'm writing a book about performers who died on stage. I know about every obscure trombone player in a band, you know, in an orchestra. Of course I know about these people. But one of the most asked about is Irene Ryan. And going back to the criteria of the book, you really kind of had to die on stage and then go to the hospital and die with, like, the next day. But she didn't die the next day. She went home to Southern California, had a brain aneurysm, and died months later. Yeah. I don't have the dates in front of me, but she did not die right on stage. But we did do, for dramatic effect, we do have two entries in a chapter called The Long Goodbye, both Curtis Mayfield and Jackie Wilson, mm-hmm. who both collapsed on stage.
Both collapsed on stage, but died several years later due to
Eight, 9 years later, respectively.
Yeah.
I mean, again, they were such a great story. Jackie Wilson was performing, and he was doing his song, My Heart, My Heart. And then he said, My Heart, and then collapsed, and then hit his head and had a stroke.
You cannot make stuff like that up.
Yeah,
absolutely.
One of the most touching stories for me, and again, you don't do daredevil performances per se, although this would fall under the category of extreme stunt magicians. There's a magician I had never heard of until I read about him in The Show Won't Go On, Jeff. There's a magician called Amazing Joe Burris.
You know, it's such a wonderful, heartfelt story. And we interviewed the Amazing Joe's son, you know, Joe Jr. So that was the one thing about the book, was not to be snarky, because we knew we would go to people who were family members, eyewitnesses, the person standing next to the cello player, and things like that. So we couldn't live with ourselves if we're going to do something snarky and doing an interview and do a bait and switch. And unfortunately, Houdini did not die on stage or did not die in the water torture cell, despite what the great Tony Curtis movie. But magicians for years have been trying to outdo Houdini. Houdini said, I'm going to try to do a buried alive stunt. And he attempted it and really had not much success. So people have always tried to outdo Houdini. And the Amazing Joe tried to outdo being buried alive under dirt with cement. And the outcome was obviously tragic. And to have a son there, it's just terrible. But he was very honored that we paid tradition to his dad and wanted his dad to be remembered.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And his dad is remembered, and the show won't go on. We won't go into all the details except to say, and this goes back to something we talked about a little earlier, Jeff, you and Bert, as you set up the backstory and walk us back to the events of Halloween night 1990, having gotten to know a little bit of not only Joe Burris's story, but the backstories of all the people you profiled in the show Won't Go On, when you get to the punchline, so to speak,
yes,
you know, there's a sense of tragedy and in many cases, sadness.
Absolutely.
Reading it.
Absolutely. Again, we wanted you to care about these people. I mean, like I said, if you look at the appendix, there are three-line entries. You know what I mean? You didn't mm-hmm. have to care. It was a great stat. You know what I mean? But people that were worthy of lengthy studies, we wanted you to follow their journey, because these were people who had amazing careers, interesting careers, fascinating, surprising careers, what have you, and then they were completely unexpected. You know what I mean?
Like I said, certain circumstances people say too soon, but I think there are people who are just fascinated by this. And especially when you're talking about, like, the world's most expert on nutrition, or the expert on running, or
yeah,
the expert on
Jim Fix, yeah.
And I'm sure a lot of this has turned to legend. Like, the guy who was a foremost authority on mushrooms, which you could eat and which you could not, dies eating poison mushrooms. The guy who's the expert on running dies running. And again, people probably won't go, well, he died doing what he loved. But people are fascinated by that, and I think it gives people perspective.
And like I said, I mean, if we go back to the original premise of the book, I think it was just, I was fascinated by the stats. Wow, did you know, like, one of the Righteous Brothers died in his hotel room right before a show? And John Entwistle of The Who died in his hotel room, the ultimate rock and roll death, allegedly with a hooker and allegedly with drugs, as The Who was getting ready to do a reunion tour the next day? And I said, wow, that's an interesting stat. So I was fascinated by the stat. And that was like the old book of lists that was done 100 years ago, if you remember, those were very popular. But we wanted to give the book heart and soul, and that's what I think we accomplished.
And I think, along with the heart and soul, I think it is very healthy, not only to read about, but just what we're doing right now, engaging in the conversation about that, because
yeah,
I think there's a big cross-section of our culture that keeps all of this inside, that doesn't talk, you know, like I said, let's call it the too-soon demographic. And, of course, in their lives, grandma dies, and then you don't talk about her
yeah
again, almost like she never existed. And I think that is probably the most unhealthy thing that we could be doing. So I think, you know, having these discussions about these high-profile people, and it also begs the question, why is it that, you know, your dad dies and you didn't cry? Sinatra dies and you are inconsolable for weeks. You know, it kind of helps us understand why we react the ways, why, and also the healthy way of how we process all of this and move on. So I think it's a very healthy conversation to have.
You know, I will say that a very good friend of mine, her father was a prominent singer of the day. I won't mention the name out of privacy, but she had heard many interviews, and she found the book very sweet and therapeutic and goes, what a lovely send-off, because her father had taken a fall and died a couple days later as a result of that fall. It was completely unexpected. You know, he was recording an album and such like that. So, yeah, it's a wonderful send-off for these people and to be remembered. And again, there really is no humor. We hope this book will be in the entertainment section and somebody foolishly doesn't put it in the humor section. You know what I mean?
The name of the book is The Show Won't Go On. The Show Won't Go On. The Most Shocking, Bizarre, and Historic Deaths of Performers on Stage by Jeff Abraham and Burt Kearns. Available bookstores everywhere, Amazon.com, wherever books are sold online. It's available through Chicago Review Press. More information on Jeff and Burt and the people they profile and the stories they capture in The Show Won't Go On. Go to theshowwon'tgoon.com, theshowwon'tgoon.com. Jeff Abraham also handles publicity for the National Comedy Center.
I really need to go to the National. I've been to New York a couple of times recently. And I need to block out some days to just travel up to Jamestown.
You know what? There's really nothing like it, I will tell you.
Everyone who's been here has told me I have to go.
That's what I hear, yeah.
I'd like to do Cooperstown while I'm up there, too. My wife and I have been traveling to Manhattan once or twice a year the last few years, and we keep saying we need to just start upstate and work our way down. And but, you know, when people are going out of their way and saying, you need to check this out, you need to go here, unsolicited testimonial saying, you need to go check this out. It really just wonderful testimonials for the facility.
And the fact that Time included you as one of the 100 places to go to, you made that list?
The thing is, how many Time Magazine and USA Today to call it one of the greatest museums and attractions. The honors have been wonderfully and justly deserved. You know, there's no other museum for comedy. The people behind it have a wonderful passion. There's something there for people of all ages. There's wonderful artifacts. There's immersive exhibits. It's a wonderful experience. If you're in Niagara Falls, we tell people just plan an extra day.
NationalComedyCenter.org, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Jeff Abraham, thank you so much for joining us. We will have you back on, if your schedule permits, one of these days on TV Confidential.
Great. Thank you so much, guys.
This episode is brought to you by the Inspire Collection by Kalia. Just because you're working out doesn't mean you shouldn't look fabulous. The Inspire Collection by Kalia was designed with both style and performance in mind. It looks good, feels good, and stays put no matter how you move. And the collection has everything you need for a day at the gym. A support bra, crop tanks, bike shorts, amazing leggings, and more. It's their most versatile collection yet. Shop the Inspire Collection by Kalia now, exclusively at Dick's Sporting Goods.
If you haven't been listening to TV Confidential, this is who you're missing.
Ben Adler.
Connie Stevens.
Don Wells.
Eric Braden.
Tony Camille.
Danson Williams.
Don Most.
Troy Finnis.
Peter Marshall.
Sherry Alberoni.
George Slaughter.
Dan Castellaneta.
Taylor Hicks.
Lindsay Wagner.
Loretta Swit.
And many, many more of your favorite celebrities and people behind the scenes in the world of television. That's TV Confidential. Every week on this station.
And every day online at televisionconfidential.com.
Become an advertiser or underwriter of TV Confidential and let our brand help promote your brand. To find out more, go to televisionconfidential.com/advertise.
Accredited by Guinness World Records, welcome to Archival Television Audio Incorporated. A peerless TV soundtrack archive, preserving the audio from television's first three decades, the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, the golden and silver age of television.
For more information, go to atbaudio.com.
Become a TV Confidential confidant and receive unlimited access to the last 5 years of TV Confidential, plus other members-only content. For more information, go to televisionconfidential.com/join.
We're Biffle and Schuster. How do you do?
That's right, folks.
We've
we're Biffle and Schuster. We want to tell you about this amazing misadventures of Biffle and Schuster. It's a DVD from Keto Lover, and you're going to love it.
We're Biffle and Schuster.
It's terrific.
Yeah, you know what Joe Dante says about them?
What did he say?
He says, forehead slapping funny. What impresses is the dogged authenticity to the era, which makes it all the more hilarious.
Absolutely. Accent on the high.
Where Biffle and Schuster, as you can see, no one else can make that statement louder than we.
They say we're soporific, and it's probably we.
We're Biffle and Schuster. Oh, we're Biffle and Schuster. No, no, we're Biffle and Schuster. Whoop.
B-I-F-F-L, Biffle, S-H-O-O-S-T-E-R, Schuster.
Biffle and Schuster, more? Need we say more?
Available wherever DVDs are sold through our friends at Kino Lorber.
All right, you loafers, get back to work! What am I paying you for?
Why is he yelling at his shoes?
Hi, this is Constance Towers, and welcome to TV Confidential.
Alexa users, you can now listen to TV Confidential on your smart speaker by just saying, Alexa, play TV Confidential. Enabling our Alexa skill is easy. To find out how, go to televisionconfidential.com/Alexa.
This portion of TV Confidential is sponsored by Uber. Enter the promo code TV Confidential, all one word, when you download the app at get.uber.com/go/TV Confidential. And you'll receive a free first ride up to $20.
Hey, this is Laura Nemi. You're listening to TV Confidential.
Robertson, with enough time to tell you that our friends at Time Life, working alongside the trustees of the Robin Williams estate, have now made Robin Williams Comic Genius, Robin Williams Comic Genius, the comprehensive celebration of all aspects of Robin Williams' career in film, TV, and stand-up comedy. Robin Williams Comic Genius is available at retail for the very first time in three different configurations, including a 5-DVD collector set edition that is available exclusively at Walmart. The 5-DVD edition of Robin Williams Comic Genius includes the crown jewels of Robin's stand-up career, all 5 of his HBO specials spanning the periods of 1978 through 2009, plus rare archival footage of Robin's early stand-up career, as well as raw footage from HBO's promo shoots and press interviews, and brand new interviews with Lewis Black and Robin's manager, David Steinberg. That is all included in the 5-DVD edition of Robin Williams Comic Genius. The 5-DVD edition of Robin Williams Comic Genius is available exclusively at Walmart. There is also a single DVD edition of Robin Williams Comic Genius featuring Robin's first HBO stand-up special from 1978. Off the wall, the retail price for the single DVD edition of Robin Williams Comic Genius is $14.95. And of course, there is the mammoth, behemoth 22-DVD edition of Robin Williams Comic Genius that includes more than 50 hours of Robin's improvisational genius, including the classic 5 HBO specials, as well as never-before-released concert specials, including Robin's full MGM Grand Garden stand-up concert from 2007 and the Montreal stop on his last tour, plus 11 episodes of Mork and Mindy, including the one-hour pilot, the critically acclaimed HBO documentary from 2018, Robin Williams Come Inside My Mind, a host of behind-the-scenes interviews with the likes of Billy Crystal, David Letterman, Pam Dauber, Martin Short, and a whole lot more. Both the single DVD edition of Robin Williams Comic Genius and the complete 22-DVD edition of Robin Williams Comic Genius are both available exclusively at robinwilliams.com. A reminder that Roman Matichian can be seen on The Morning Show. The Morning Show premieres Friday, November 1st on Apple TV. While The Show Won't Go On, The Show Won't Go On, the most shocking, bizarre, and historic deaths of performers on stage is available wherever books are sold. You can also find The Show Won't Go On at Amazon.com and other online vendors. Keep up with Ruta Lee for updates on her upcoming book, Consider Your Ass Kissed. Go to RutaLee.com, Twitter.com/TheRutaLee, Facebook.com/Ruta-Lee, as well as Thalians.org. Program this week, folks, Ed Robertson, behalf of Tony Figueroa and Donna Allenfield, Grace Greig, Air Barn, and producer Chris Corman. Thank you so much for listening. We will talk to you next time on TV Confidential. Part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.